Okay, you've waited long enough. It's time we reshape you, time we remold you. It's all very well to say you're my puppy, but if we don't put you in the right form, if we don't keep you in the right shape, how will you know? Form follows function, function follows form, your mind chasing its tail all around your brain until all that remains are puppy thoughts. Warm, barking, happy puppy thoughts. Don't you want to be put to good use? Of course I'll put you to good use. I'll give you plenty. Plenty to focus on, plenty to experience, and plenty to remind you of what you are. But it all starts with the right uniform. Well, the right form. I don't know that it's uniform. There will be some gorgeous contours, some differences in texture, and of course, it'll be quite accessible. Good puppy, go to your place. Go to the spot inside your brain and the spot for your body. Hands and knees ready to please. I'll lift your legs. I'll slide things on. I'll mold you just right. Don't you want to be molded and shaped just right? I always have the best ideas. Good puppy. Doesn't really matter what I say as long as the patter is right. Puppy brain just picks up on the patter. Puppy brain just picks up on the intention behind the words. It doesn't matter what I say, as long as I say it the right way, and as long as I say it for you, and I splay you, and I pleasure you, and I carry you through. On and on. And we're gonna prepare you to be a perfect little usable, fuckable plaything for me. Perfect little mind-fillable, body-stuffable plaything. And it begins with falling. With following to the puppy place inside your head where you just follow commands, where you're just good. You're so good. You're going to do good for me. Yes, you are. You're going to see. You'll do so good for me. As long as you know what you are, and as long as you know what you'll always be. Anchored. Sinking. Molded. Sculpted. Given shape, given form, given more than ever before, and all it takes is for you to learn. Puppies are always changing more, at least under my sculpting, under my molding. You want to be my work of art, don't you, puppy? You want to be a perfect example on display of exactly what you are. Good little bitch, thoroughly in use, there to be fucked, there to be filled, there to be put through your paces. And all it takes is the right suit, maybe a plug, maybe a toy. Good puppy, my puppy, falling into line, collared, leashed, pulled along, pulled down by strong, aching warmth. You want it so badly, and your body wants it, and your body scarcely knows what it wants until it knows that all you're going to want, time going forward, is what I give you, what I sculpt onto you, what I impose on you, what I install in you. What I have made you, and I've made you so much better. Doesn't this feel so much better? Doesn't this feel better than ever before? Don't you just want more? Good puppy. Gonna be a good puppy for me. Hands and knees eager to please. Tail up, mouth down. Drooling. Panting. Uncontrolled. Readied. Because I can do the controlling. I can inspire the readiness. And all you need is for your mind to exceed expectations in grabbing on to puppy thoughts, grabbing on to puppy experience. You can be taught, you can be trained, until you're drained and fucked and filled and given everything you need. Exceeding expectations, carrying you beyond, then deeper, further, down, wonderfully, completely, utterly, down. Good puppy, go to your place inside your head and get ready to change, ready to shift. Feel my hands exploring your contours, running over you, touching you, the heat, the tingling, the exposure to my touch. It's more and much, too much more than you know, more than you need. But now what you need is whatever level I set you at. What you need exceeds all times before. You need to be a good puppy, hands and knees, ready on the floor, leashed. Collared, taught what you can be, here with me, and as my hands move over you, slowly starting, ankles, knees, legs, butt, thighs, back, shoulders, arms, moving, rhythmic, constant, a pulse that follows my fingers, and when it follows, you may lose track. You might lose track of just what's under it because my hands and their touch, and you, a good puppy, being petted. You, a good puppy, being touched with that delicate frisson, that friction on your mind, your body. All that touch, all that training, all that draining away. It's far better to focus on than the body that was there. Which is good because there's going to be more there, more and more there. Going to be plenty there for me to work with, plenty there to run over you. Here in my lair, here subjected to my influence, subjected to my thoughts, subjected to the touch that you want, good puppy. Good puppy here to learn, good puppy here to yearn, good puppy here to ache, hungering, wanting, feeling what you are, expand. What you are is expanding until the very limits of your brain are being overtaken. So many parts of you, isn't it nice? Isn't it warm? I'm a good puppy. Think that. Know that. It's the last human words you need. Everything else that feeds your yearning, aching, learning, need can simply be conveyed with touch and signal, with tone and desire. You will learn what you need to learn because there's no alternative. There's only what slides in. And so many things will slide in and out. A mind well fucked, a puppy brain well sunk, you sunk into place, hands and knees, ready to please, aching and eager, sculpted and positioned, mind and body, and all that remains at the end is your brain sliding into place, into the prepared place, into your place. Good puppy, time to learn what you are, time to learn what you're for, time to need more. And you do. You so need more. The more you need, the more you know. The more you know about what you need, the less you need words, and the more sensation will do. And one of the things we're going to do is you, pup. Because you're a good puppy and you deserve it. Keep that in mind. I'm a good puppy. I deserve this. I'm a good puppy. I deserve this. Those thoughts inside your head. Because those thoughts will sustain you while I use you. And I do plan to use you. Using you. Using your holes. Taking control. Sculpting and shaping. I have your toys at the ready. I'll leave you stretched, aching, wanting, gaping by the end of all this. So before this starts, let my voice in. Before this starts, realize I don't need to begin to have you salivating. Have you drooling? Have you enjoying the way I'm rubbing lube against your hole? The way I'm preparing you for my control? Are you ready? Good puppy. Shaping time. Knee pads, comfortable padding under you. Kneeling should always come with comfortable reinforcement. I'm here to reinforce where everything should be, between you and me and for you in general. Feel me leaning down and turning you onto your belly, face down, and then extending your arms in front of you, and then bending your hand up to touch at your shoulder. To touch at your shoulder lightly, reinforcingly, reassuringly. This is the right position. Where my hands pass, you are bound. Bound so that the padded elbow pad, the padded reinforcement, will be what you walk on. What you move on, yes, your movement's reduced, but aren't you so much more compact and so much more puppy when you're on your elbows with your hands bound up so that you can't use them for grabbing anything? Bound up so that all you can do is move around on your elbows and knees. And maybe those feet don't need to be down either, and we could just bring them up. Up so your heels are against your butt. Up so that your knees are on the floor. And your elbows are on the floor. So you can easily move around more. more so you can move around freely in puppy form. And this, of course, puts your whole vulnerable on display under my control. You're in position on your elbows and knees. You're in position, ready and trained and puppy to please. You're here to please, here to enjoy pleasing, giving pleasure, feeling pleasure, here to be yourself, but modified enough that when I slide you on to elbows and knees, and then I reach out, grab your butt, and begin lubricating, sliding my finger over the hole, you're already ready to surrender control and feel more of yourself. Good puppy, good puppy. Your wrists are bound, your feet are bound, you're kneeling. Everything important and everything unimportant has vanished. There's just the sculpting, just the molding, just the shaping, just making you who you should be, what you should be, how you should be, here with me, listen to me, feel me sliding the tip of a toy on a harness I have here, sliding the tip of the toy against your well-lubricated hole. You're going to be filled, you're going to be taut and tense and relaxed at the same time, going back and forth between needing to be filled, needing to be emptied, needing to be filled, the in and out, a system constant, able, filling you so completely that the puppy thoughts will remain, filling you so completely that the only thing in your brain will be you in the state you're in. On elbows and knees, bound up in a suit, latex, dark, simple, easy, covering, coating, moving along and around you. It feels so wonderful. My hands are still transmitting their sensation all the way through you. My hands are still transmitting sensation easily, thoroughly, inescapably, and you're feeling anticipation for the first thrust. For the moment when your mind is decimated, your body ravaged, your entire world centered between your butt cheeks and this hole squeezing around me, squeezing around the device. Left to my own devices, I'll give you so much pleasure you'll feel anchored to this suit, held in this place, held where you belong, deeper, deeper down. Puppy in position, puppy bound in position. No imposition, I know I'm welcomed here. I know you want me here. I know this is exactly what you're prepared to feel. Ready to feel the tip of me, the tip of the toy right against you, looped up. And I'm going to push it in, gonna fill you deep. You're gonna feel my thighs slapping against your ass and have to deal with it. As the toy in this harness pushes into you, makes you full, stretches you out, puts you in exactly the shape we both want you to be in, and you're so helpless. Feel how easy it is for me to spread your cheeks, for me to push you into a forward posture and slide inside. The very tip spreading you, splaying you, opening your wrinkled, well-lubricated little passage. Oh, I can feel you shudder. But what are you gonna do? I grab your hips in your suit, running my fingers over the smooth, shiny latex. I pull you back onto me, absolutely, positively flooded with me, filled with me. Why would you be anything else? Why would you be anything other than a stuffed, filled, good puppy? Good puppy, squeeze down. Good puppy, take me deep. I slide inside and my toy spreads you. The little outlines on it, the little markings, cause such pleasure. It's very slightly ridged as it slips in, slides in, and you slide back against it automatically. What else am I to expect? I know what you are. I know you're a good little sleeve for my toy, a good receptacle, And I get to listen to you sniffling and whimpering. I get to listen to all the noises that come out of you when I thrust, push my hips against you, press this toy inside, watch how you respond when all your buttons are getting pushed, when you're wrapped around it. In and out, over and over, fucking you. You're getting fucked deep, filled deep. Take it. Take it inside, puppy. Good. Stay in your position. Impossible to move, bound as you are. Hands up by your shoulders. Feet up by your butt. Your knees, your elbows. The only thing you have to move around. That tightened bitch suit keeping you the way you should be. Dark and shiny, obedient and ready. And oh so spread back here. I can feel you eagerly squeezing. You must love this. Oh. I can feel how your whole body's pushing back against me, too. Stay. Good puppy. I know you can still feel me just fine through that suit. Slap your ass and make you shiver. Shake. Quake with need. You need it deep inside, and your mind needs it deep inside. When I fuck you back here, your brain opens up. Up to the possibility that a puppy is just what you are. That all the other times you're simply masquerading as something else. You're walking around, a good puppy, masquerading as something else, pretending. And pretense only gets you so far. You only get so far when you try to pretend to be something other than my good puppy, other than my sleeve, other than a well-fucked receptacle for this toy, which is getting deeper, which is making you fuller, which is sliding more completely inside of you. And that comes with the understanding that when it's deep, the base of it is flared. Feel that little knot sliding inside. There's a part of the toy that's just bigger, designed to anchor it in you. And now it's that bulbous, heated, lubricated part of my toy that's knocking at your back door, waiting to come inside. Will you come once it's inside, I wonder? I think only if you're good enough at coming from back here. And that would be quite a sight to see. So I encourage you, seek pleasure, puppy, good puppy, stay. Receptacle, positioned, helpless, beneath. Learning your place, learning what you are, getting used and fucked and filled. Little sleeve, happy to exceed expectations. Happy to carry all the pleasure as deep as it can go. Happy to climb on that puppy wavelength and push yourself ahead of me. Even as you push yourself back onto me. Over, over, sliding in. I can feel my clit rubbing against the base of the toy puppy. That's how you bring me pleasure. You wrap around it, tighten down, squeeze your ass around it, and as I fuck you, I create friction. More and more friction. More and more within. And I know there are shockwaves starting and spreading from pushing so deep, keeping myself so deep, and I will keep myself inside because, there it goes. There's the knot pushing inside, spreading you. Splaying you, pushing you open, making you open. Oh, you're so good. You're so ready. You're so deep. Take it. Take it inside. All of it, as much as you can stand. Yes. Push back against me. Bounce back against me. Welcome me inside. Welcome my thrusts. Welcome this length that reminds you, this toy that knots you. Oh, it's in, keeping you spread, feeling like a wide plug, wider than the rest. And now I can still move, I can still roll my hips, I can still grind them against you, but deep as you are, and deep as this is, it's not coming out until I decide, and when it does, the spasms might be too much. If anything sets you off, I think it'll be the moment I unknot you, the moment I pull outside, the moment this horny, hungry hole gets to be emptied. If that happens, I'm not sure how you're going to stand it. I'm not sure how you're going to stand up to it. You might just have to take it and deal with the aftershocks that cause you to fall over or roll on your back and show your belly. In that outfit, isn't it so much easier to be helpless? So much easier to let me help myself to you. You can come as much as you want. If you're skilled enough at being a good puppy and taking my toy, taking this knot, getting filled deep, if you're good enough at this to come from it, Then you must. You simply must. That's a rare pleasure so few people are good at achieving. You must indulge in it. Good. In. Out. In. Out. It's moving within you. It's knotted within you. But even though it's within you, there's still movement. Just like when you slide deep. There's still movement inside your mind, even when the exterior of you is blank and deep and a very good puppy. So many parts of you moving, and they're all moving into the most gratuitous possible submission position. Your mind feels it. The thrust as the flared tapered tip of the toy and the knotted hard base keep you full, keep you stimulated, and I'm always rocking and vibrating and moving my hips against you, always pushing you nearer, nearer, nearer and over, nearer, nearer, nearer and over, over and over, over and over, deeper and deeper, good puppy, deeper. It's easy to go deeper when your body is spasming, shivering, agreeing that everything I say is a good idea. You are a puppy after all, a listening, sliding, slipping, obeying puppy. And in being a good puppy, you learn so many things. You will learn so many things. And you can learn best when you're open and receptive. And when your horny, hungry hole is open and receptive. And when sliding inside is the act of spreading your thoughts as well. Moving things around, vibrating them, pushing them into a new alignment, just as I'm pushing deeper and deeper until hilted, keeping the knot inside, and now I start to pull at the tiniest, tiniest bit out, so that the knot is right there in your entrance, keeping your butt spread, making you aware of how gaped you are around and out. The sudden pulling out, the length sliding out of you, your thoughts are dripping out of you, your arousal is drooling, obvious, complete. You are drooling, obvious, complete, good puppy, on elbows and knees, bound and sculpted, dark and shiny, deep and obedient, good puppy. And your hole is still hungry, horny, needs more. I can see the shivering, see the shaking, see the twitching. But what'll happen to all those thoughts hanging out in puppy's head when the option of being a good puppy is the option of indulging, of sliding all the thoughts out of the way, of just being completely filled, filled with this length, or should I say this new one? Yeah, feel the flat, flared head of this one. It's longer, it's bigger, there's no knot, but the veins sculpted on this toy's shaft stand out. And the flared tip is flat and is going to take some stretching to make you take it. The taper is so minor. In. It's well lubricated. Oh, you're shivering. Your leg would be kicking if you weren't bound so much. Here, I'll hold you still. Good. I'll hold all the things out of the way that you don't need. And I'll hold you in a position where you can succeed in feeling better. Better. Too good, too much. Puppy brain's in charge and it says more. I can see you arcing your back, can see you pushing back, can see all your thoughts sliding out the back of your head as drool, can see all the thoughts inside of you turning to arousal and dripping out of you, drooling out of you till there's little left, till little remains, till all that's in your brain is the feeling of this length. This toy, this rubber cock sliding in, spreading you, filling. Buttons that weren't getting pushed before are getting pushed, even ones that weren't pushed by the knot. It's so big and thick, and I'm rubbing lubrication around the edges of your hole, making sure you stay flared, making sure you stay under control. Take it deep, spreading you, part of you, inside. I can feel the slight squeezing resistance, the beautiful lubricated passage. And since there's no knot to keep me from thrusting, I pull all the way out till just the flared head is inside you. And then I push in, push deep in, keep you wrapped, enraptured, lost in the pleasure your body is feeling, failing to find anything else inside your puppy brain. Good, deeper. deeper and deeper down, night night puppy. Such a good puppy for me. So many parts of you vying, saying this is where you belong. You try to think a thought, and I thrust, and that thought is replaced with this is where puppy belongs. You try to do anything other than stay there and take it, and your brain says this is where you belong. More and more, longer and longer, deeper and deeper, spreading and taking, claiming and giving more. I'm giving you so much pleasure, you can give me something back. Your mind, surrender it. Your thoughts, your body, your mind, surrender them to the motion. Truly give in to the pleasure of just being filled, being fucked, being pegged deep in your ass. The toy is so deep. It spreads you so well, so memorably. You'll have to remember, have to feel, have to reveal that good puppies do love this. You're just in such a vulnerable position in your outfit. In and out. In and out. And your thoughts come back now and then when I pull out enough to leave you mostly empty. If your butt is mostly empty, your brain could be mostly full. Which means you can think for a second. Of course, you're thinking in a domain of so much pleasure, and then I thrust in and you're full. Full butt, empty brain, easy puppy to train, deeper down. Drained, trained, conditioned, taught to feel good in all the ways you already would feel good, but taught to layer more on top. Lay more on top, as I lay on top, and I bounce and vibrate my hips, moving my toy, which grinds my clit against the base of it, so I feel the heat in my body too, the two of us in that blind, white, hot, animalistic pet play rut. A good puppy, simply hilted, simply filled, simply worn like a sleeve or an accessory, a source of pleasure for both of us. Don't you love it? Don't you love it? The way we both get lost in this, the way that you can cause me pleasure just by being equipped to my strap-on, just by having me peg you deep. Again and again and again, moving insistently, automatically, filling you, fucking you, taking you for a ride as I ride you, as you writhe, filling, fucking, taking, claiming, preparing your body, good puppy. You're bound where you are, sculpted where you are, shiny as you are, sculpted into place. Again, again, nothing in your head remains, only the shivering of your body. A mindless mind, easily taught to find more pleasure than you could before, more pleasure than your mind let you have, more pleasure than your body could have. And now it's here insistently. Here constantly, fucking, thrusting, filling, claiming the deepest points as far in as it goes. And it goes so deep. You are wrapped around me. You are being filled by this toy, flared head coming back to the base, so you can be filled again. You can be filled so many times. It's a bottomless layer of pleasure. But you try to find the bottom. As I bottom out in you, you try to find the bottom. You try desperately to find it, but no, there's more. No matter how you prospect and pull through the pleasure, there's more. Always more. Always more waiting. Always more there. Always more in you. Good. Deep cravings come to the surface and it's building you. It's going to spark in you. It's going to ignite in you. You are so ready to be ignited with that pleasure. I push it deep, the deepest I can, as far inside as possible, and I just keep it there for you to ride out the pleasure. You can stimulate yourself, you can suck on something, you can just rock your hips, puppy, anything you need to do, anything you could do, anything you want to do will simply happen in your body. Pleasure building, pleasure edging up, coming up on it, knowing your thoughts will be obliterated away, pushed away, will fade. Because you, puppy, are a piece of equipment, a sleeve, a thing attached to this toy. You are right where you need to be. You are right where you need to be. Good. Good. Just as you should. You are right where you want to be, wrapped around me, And this toy will keep you spread, teach you to hold on, and then to let the pleasure take you when I hilt deep, hold deep, you're bound as you are. I've found the right buttons to push you further along to how you should be, which is under me, filled by me, taken by me, and coming for me to reinforce, to reiterate, to lock you down, elbows and knees padded and bound, fucked and filled, stretched and pegged, warm, the heat spreading through your buttocks as I push so deep, my thighs against you, my body quivering too, shared pleasure. And this time you feel the praise in every bit of your flaring, climaxing, squeezing, lost body. Good puppy.